This morning, I want to talk about our practice, as usual. especially when we have various teachers, so far we had Tatsunami Roshi and Yoshida Roshi, and your practice must be confused a little bit this way or that way. But actually, for you, there is only one practice. There's no need to be confused. When you have right understanding of our practice of Dongen Zenji. But I don't say Dongen Zenji's way, this way or that way. For advanced students, what I want to talk about will be easily understood. No. For instance, when you, you know, about mudra you have in your zazen. Keizan Zenji, you know, says, put your mind on your mudra, or in your palm. And some teacher, Yoshida Roshi, says, put your thumb on your middle finger, like over your middle finger. Now some other teacher says, you know, put your thumb, have a vertical line by your pointing finger and thumb, like this. Recently, I noticed that some of you doing this too much this way. Someone's thumb is not right over middle finger, you know. Maybe like this, going the extreme, you know, like this. That is not what Yoshida Roshi said. This is too much. We say if your thumb is too much like this, it means that your mind will be contaminated, you know, too rigid and too narrow. Oh. if your, you know, thumb is too much like this, you know, your mind is too open or too easy, or, you know, too much free, you know. So when your finger, thumb is like this, or just in right place, someone may say this or may say this, but it should not be like this, or should not be too or inside. The point is, you know, the point is to let your hands practice zazen and find your mudra, right posture. And let your mudra practice zazen. You know, when you practice zazen, you are not putting your thumb this way or outside or inside too much. Just find good place for them to practice zazen, for mudra practice zazen. And it is not you are controlling your mudra. Let it have the right practice. That is the, how you adjust your mudra. So when you do like this, when you practice zazen, your mudra is also practicing zazen. So your mudra is independent from your practice. And practice is independent practice, including all the practice, all the practices, all the Buddha's practice. When you practice zazen, all the Buddha's also practicing zazen. And as your mudra is practicing zazen, you yourself is also practicing zazen. And every part of your body is practicing zazen. With this, you know, feeling or idea, if you practice zazen, that is real practice. Here, you will have some questions. When actually your legs has pain, or when actually you find it difficult to have good mudra, you know, it may be necessary to have some idea of controlling your mudra this way or that way. Here, Dogen Zenji, there is Dogen Zenji's answer for that. He says, for the beginner, if there is no idea of this way or that way, that is not true practice, he says. For beginners, there must be some rules or some idea of controlling or having this posture or that posture, or which is right or which is wrong. There must be some idea of right or wrong, good or bad. If there is no idea of good or bad for a beginner, that is not right practice either, he said. I think this is very true. I think for most of you, it is necessary to make some effort, you know, to keep right posture. If you, let your neck or a mudra practice zazen as they like, it will not be good practice either. So he says, Dogen Zenji said, it is necessary to have some idea of practice, good practice or bad practice. But in the true practice, there is no idea of controlling or controlling your physical posture. It should be quite natural with your hands, with your legs, and with your neck and every part of your body. Here it's Dogen Zenji's poem. Tide ebbed, no blowing wind, an abandoned boat on the lonesome shore. The moonlight shining midnight sky. Tide ebbed, no blowing wind, an abandoned boat on the lonesome shore. The moonlight shining midnight sky. So this is actually, you know, Dogen Zenji. Dogen Zenji's practice. Tide ebbed, no blowing wind, an abandoned boat on the lonesome shore. The moonlight shining midnight sky. The ebbed tide, no blowing wind, an abandoned boat, and the moonlight. Those are one whole, you know, beautiful picture of seashore in in a midnight. The moon is practicing that. A boat without anyone, you know. Boat, abandoned boat on the shore is practicing that. Where there is no wind and no tide coming. No wind disturbing his practice. No tide or wind is disturbing the boat. But above the sky, the big moon is shining calmly. So you may say, the moon does not control anything. The abandoned ship is not disturbed by anything. They are each of them are practicing complete zazen. And those are, but this whole picture is also the picture of zazen practice. Of whole world in the midnight. But if you don't understand the point of zazen, you don't understand this picture in this way. You may put emphasis on the moon or on the abandoned ship. But if you see the abandoned ship, that will be the point of this picture. But if you see the moon will be the point of this whole picture. But actually, both abandoned ship and the moon is can be the point of this picture. But there is no two points, but one point. But that one point could be, you know, boat or the moon. So your practice could be practice of the mudra. So I think that is why Kezan Zenji said, put your mind on your path here, right here. At that time, the mudra is practicing zazen, not you. But if you don't understand what Kezan Zenji really meant, if you don't put your mind on your palm, that is not true zazen, you may say. You know, that is wrong understanding. When you practice real zazen, you know, actually, you know, the palm is, you are a mudra is practicing zazen. So naturally, the mind of the mudra will be in the mudra. The Kesan Zenji is not emphasizing some particular practice of putting mind on your mudra. And he does not say, if you do not put your mudra on your hands, on your palm, that is not true practice. In the true practice, actually, mudra is practicing that with its own mind. And mudra is practice, mudra's practice, dhazen practice, include your practice and practice of whole world. So Dogen Zenji said, if your practice does not include everyone's practice, that is not true practice. I'm talking about actual feeling in your practice. I'm not, I'm not talking about some particular practice of mind. When you reach, when you have that kind of, feeling or interpretation of zazen with its actual feeling, I think that is so-called Dogen Zenji's shikantaza. If you practice, in that way, you will not be confused by various teachers' instructions. Various teachers' instruction has some, purpose, some reason why he, why they say so. If you understand why they say so, you will, various teachers' instruction will help you. But if you very usual for us to say, this is the right posture, this is not the right posture, he is a good teacher and he is not a good teacher. But when you sincerely practice your own practice, seeking for the maturity of your practice, various teachers' instruction will be a good food for your practice. And you will appreciate various teachers' instruction. And you will not understand, accept their instructions with hasty mind. You will carefully ask, what does it mean? And you will carefully show your way to him, to them, and ask their advice. then you will have good instruction. The actual Zazen practice is not something which you can, you know, explain in some in your book, you know, this way or that way. That is almost impossible, because each one of us has different difficulties in our practice. That is why you must have your teacher, and you must have Doksan with your teacher. So Dogen Zenji says, the point of practice is practice of Zazen, actual practice of Zazen, and Sanshimombo, Doksan. To ask instruction from your teacher. Both is necessary, he said. I want you to, practice more carefully and more sincerely. Constant, you know, effort. Constant, careful effort is necessary for your Zazen. Or it is not Zazen, actual Zazen.
No, don't you?
At Sekito, Zenji said, step by step, observing things, you should practice Zazen. Or else, even though you practice Zazen, it will not make any sense. And don't say this way or that way. And don't set up any rules. And don't be restricted by some rules. So if when your practice is sincere enough, then you know, you cannot be restricted in some particular way of practice. Day by day, year after year, your practice will make some progress, and then your way of practice will be changed. So there could be any particular actual way, actual special way. Your practice is not sincere. Practice you are talking about is someone's practice. Maybe Yoshida Roshi's practice or Tatsunami Roshi's practice, and not your practice. Putting aside your practice and talking about someone's practice doesn't mean anything. If some teacher says this is will be the good way, then you should, you know, actually think if that is appropriate practice for you or not, and you should ask questions. Then, you know, you will have your own practice. Anyway, I'm very grateful to have various teachers for you, and to have various instructions from various teachers. Actually, we need more teachers, but unless you have, you know, unless you know how to practice Zazen, no one can help you. You know, in the heavy, you know, rain. May wash away the sea, small sea, like sesame, when it has no root. We should not be like sesame without roots, without its own roots. Because if you have no root in your practice, you will be washed away. But if you have really a good root, even your sesame, your practice is like sesame, like the heavy rain will help you a lot. So I want you not to lose a good good chance to practice our way. Thank you very much.